So like we said, it is Throwback Thursday. Our throwback year is 1974 today.
Yeah.
And in 1974, something pretty crazy happened. A guy named David Kunst completed the first verified circumnavigation of the globe on foot.
On foot.
So he became, in 1974, the first person to walk around the world, basically.
All right, so...
And it's a pretty wild story.
Well, there's some water, so he didn't...
He flew, obviously. He had to fly.
Those parts. But then as soon as he hit the shore...
He got to
back
walk
to walking.
That's right.
Okay.
So the ambitious endeavor started in the projection room of a movie theater.
So many good ideas, dude.
Right. In the enduring tradition of colleagues wishing they were elsewhere. Yeah.
Never happens.
Dave told the theater's manager that he dreamed of driving a Jeep across South America, but his manager shared his vision of something bigger, walking around the world, saying, you got to do something no one's ever done before and won't probably ever be done again. So this sparked the idea for him.
So how old is this guy at the time?
30 years old.
He's 30 years old. Okay.
30 years old. And he brought along his 23-year-old brother, John, who was about to graduate from college.
Oh.
So the brothers' trek began on June 20th, 1970. They started the journey in Waseca, Minnesota, with a letter of recommendation from U.S. Senator Hubert Humphrey, a scroll to be signed by officials along the way, $1,000 in cash, and a mule named Willie Make It, which I just think is amazing. Willie Make It carried all of their camping supplies.
Well, good.
Right.
Good. Somebody asked to.
They decided to walk 1,500 miles from Minnesota to New York City, then fly across the Atlantic Ocean to Portugal. From there, they would traverse Spain, France, Italy, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Greece, Turkey, Iran, the Soviet Union, Japan, and Hawaii, before finally navigating back to Minnesota by way of the West Coast.
Nothing like a nice leisurely stroll through Iran. Just
or Yugoslavia.
Yeah, just...
Just...
Here we go.
Yeah. So during the first leg of the trip, David and John's sleeping accommodations varied from strangers' homes to camping in parks. What did they do with the donkey? Well, they were just tie it up outside their house.
Can I tie this up in your deck? Do you mind?
So they reached New York in October, where they were photographed walking down 42nd Street with Willie Make It.
I love it.
They flew to Portugal that December, resuming their walk in Cabo da Roca, the westernmost point of mainland Europe. Locals gifted the brothers a new mule because obviously they couldn't fly with... Willie Make It, sure. Right. So they got a new mule.
They just left Willie Make It in Manhattan or something?
I guess. I don't know.
He's still tied up on West 42nd Street.
He's still wandering around the city. I don't know.
Yeah.
And mayors along their route offered signatures as proof that the brothers had walked through their town.
Cute.
Dave and John walked across Europe and visited Monaco, where they met Princess Grace.
Oh.
Yeah. During their travels, the brothers asked people to send donations to UNICEF. In October of 1972... John Kunst was shot to death by bandits in Afghanistan, likely because they mistakenly believed the brothers were carrying the money they'd raised for UNICEF.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this took
a
dark turn.
Right. Dave was also shot in the chest during the same attack, but he survived by playing dead.
Just playing dead, thankfully. In Afghanistan.
This happened in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
After spending 4 months recovering from his injuries, Dave resumed his journey along with his other brother, Peter, from the spot where they were attacked in Afghanistan.
Whoa. So he flew his other brother in, Peter, and said, hey, hear me out.
Yeah.
Our brother got shot, killed.
Yep.
We're going to start at the same spot.
Yep.
You're the replacement brother.
Right.
Should be okay from here on out.
Right.
Okay.
So, from Afghanistan.
he's a salesman, I'll tell you.
I know. Dave and Pete crossed the Khyber Pass into Pakistan. This time, they had armored escorts. So that's good, at least.
Better,
they had
some
protection.
Yeah.
Wow. They were denied permission to walk through China and instead traveled to India. And they were also denied access to the Soviet Union. So they flew from India to Australia.
Hmm.
Peter returned home during the Australia leg of the trek, where Dave continued on alone, by this time on his third mule. And by the way, all of the mules were named some variation of Willie Make It.
Were they really?
Yeah.
I love
it. Like Willie Make It. Willie Make It to, I forget the other ones were.
So naming a boat.
Yes, exactly. Unfortunately, the mule died, and Dave continued on alone. By this time, he was left hauling his wagon of supplies himself.
Wow, obviously. Dave was just leaving.
Yeah,
leaving people
bodies in his wake. Right. He was on the verge of abandoning his supplies when he happened to meet a school teacher named Jenny Samuel from Perth in Australia.
Oh.
She helped pull his wagon with her car while he walked alongside it. So he still was technically walking.
Nice,
even though
Jenny.
She was pulling his, yeah. And it turns out, a happy ending, Jenny and Dave later married.
Oh.
And they're still together as of 2013.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
The one person that was with him that didn't get shot, killed, or.
Right. Yeah. In July of 1974, Dave flew from Sydney to Los Angeles to finish the trip. Thousands of well-wishers gathered in Waseca to witness his return. All in all, it took 4 years and 21 pairs of shoes to complete the 14,500-mile journey across the land masses of four continents.
Wow.
The brothers were commemorated in June of 2004 with a sign in their hometown in Minnesota. The inscription reads, Caledonia, birthplace of the Earthwalkers. Which sounds like, doesn't sound like aliens,
yes.
Earthwalkers,
yeah.
David, Peter, and John Kunst.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a story.
I know.
Never heard of this guy before.
Well, now you have.
Well, that's what the Wiki Corner is all about.
Yes.
You picked out a record to go along with Dame Kunst, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Walking in the Sunshine by Roger Miller.
Do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's a fun one. Roger Miller on Legends 102.7, just walking in the sunshine. Not today, not around here anyway. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about David Kunst, who became the first person to walk around the world on foot in 1974. And that's Arthur Richter's Day year.
Good for him. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Dave Kunst was the first man independently verified to have walked around the world.
He walked 14,500 miles across four continents.
And it took him 4 years and 21 pairs of shoes to do it.
Did Nike sponsor him or Adidas or
I don't think he... Right. Reebok? These days you would have like a sponsor.
Of course
too.
You would. Have a million sponsors.
Yeah, totally.
But no.
I don't think so. Not back then.
His feet must. I mean, I love our summer festivals around town.
I know.
But if I go to the Courtney Lawrence Fest for a couple hours, my feet when I get done, so sore.
I know.
Can't wait to peel those shoes off.
I guess you would get used to it at some point, right?
Would you? Is that really what happens?
Know. That first 1,500 miles from Minnesota to New York.
There's so many blisters.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Okay. Yeah. And the poor donkey.
The donkey, too.
What? Yeah. No idea what was going on.
And his brother who got killed.
Right.
But the donkey.
But also the donkey.
Folks want to learn more about Dave Kunst. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All of this is on Facebook Live every day, so you can see behind the scenes as well, including pictures of Dave Kunst and the mule.
Will he make it?
Yes, we don't know which ones they were. There were a whole host of them.
Yeah.
Plus, you catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all right there to watch and learn at your convenience. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And you're back tomorrow at 4:10 with a brand new episode.
I sure am.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, and much more on the way on Legends 102.7.